The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is looking for attackers in a series of rock-throwing incidents that resulted in the death of a Narvada woman early yesterday. Investigators say rocks weighing 3 to 5 pounds were thrown at least 5 moving vehicles between 10 p.m. Wednesday and 12:30 a.m. Thursday morning. 20-year-old Alexa Bartel was killed, and 2 other drivers were injured in the attacks. Investigators identified a vehicle and its owner of possible involvement yesterday afternoon, but the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department had ruled them out by late last night. So far, no arrests have been made, and there are no known suspects. Authorities say that just before she was hit, Alexa Bartel was on her phone talking to a friend. When the phone went dead, the friend tracked Bartel with GPS and found her car in a field just off the road with her body inside. The friend then called 911. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is encouraging anyone with information or who was a victim to call the sheriff's anonymous tip line at 303-271-5612. Boulder City Council voiced support for moving forward with a down payment assistance pilot program at last night's City Council meeting. The program, which was delayed during the pandemic, would offer up to $200,000 to middle-income individuals looking to buy a home. In return for help with their down payment, appreciation on homes bought through the program would be capped at just below half the market rate. Also at last night's City Council meeting, members discussed briefly a report over a member of the Police Oversight Committee. They ultimately decided to hold any vote until May 4th. A bill that would ban so-called ghost guns in Colorado has won approval in the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. The measure was approved yesterday in a 3-2 vote along party lines. Ghost guns are untraceable firearms that can be made from kits or printed by a 3D printer. They've been used in several recent high-profile crimes in Colorado, the shootings of 2 East High School administrators last month by a 17-year-old student in Denver who later committed suicide, and at the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs last November. Senate Bill 270 is the 7th major gun bill of the 2023 session. It next goes to the full Senate. Colorado is one of 12 states named in a multi-million-dollar settlement with natural gas processors accused of emitting harmful pollutants. The Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Department of Justice announced 3 separate settlements yesterday. The settlements resolve allegations that the companies violated the Clean Air Act and air pollution laws in the 12 states and in Indian Country. Under the settlements, the companies will install new technologies to better detect and minimize gas leaks, update old equipment, conduct air quality checks, and train staff to test for problems and address them quickly. According to complaints filed against the companies, the facilities emitted gases that worsen climate change and emitted hazardous chemicals that can lead to severe respiratory illnesses. 2 people are facing assault charges in connection with an attack on a student at Pomona High School in Arvada. Police say the 2 suspects, neither of them students, entered the school without authorization Wednesday and attacked the student in the cafeteria. A school resource officer is credited with stopping the attack and detaining 1 attacker. No weapons were used, but the victim had minor injuries. Police say the attackers knew the victim. Other charges include fighting on school property, impeding school officials, and trespassing. Colorado health officials announced Wednesday that the text-based COVID exposure notification service will end on May 11th. Apple and Google are closing down the system as the federal public health emergency is lifted. System users will receive a text message alerting them to delete their data. However, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will continue to send disease information by text to people with reported positive COVID test results if their phone number is on file. Boulder nonprofit Community Cycles will provide electric bikes to eligible residents thanks to a grant from the Colorado Energy Office. The organization will give e-bikes to 60 low-income commuters who work in the community. In a press release, Sue Prant, the executive director of Community Cycles, said e-bikes are a game changer and that the funding will allow low-income workers to succeed economically and participate in the move towards low-carbon transportation. Cloudier and windy along the Front Range today, a slight chance of snow and rain this afternoon, and more precipitation overnight. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible. In Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, highs in the mid-50s and lows in the high 20s. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.